I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order. Please rise and join Bill in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Lee and Director Pease.
Thank you. This is the time for public comment. If there's anybody in the room that would like to speak to an issue that's not on the agenda as a regular agendized item, this would be the time to come forward. You have 3 minutes to address the board with whatever your concerns are. Is there anything that anybody would like to talk about that's not on the agenda this evening? Okay, seeing none, I'll close public comment. Move to the consent calendar.
We accept the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion's been moved and seconded. Any comment from the public? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Area agency reports. Let's start with Leah Castleberry. From Supervisor Burgess's office.
Good evening, directors. This evening, you may have seen out on Fasco Road, the county's been hard at work changing the vertical delineators out on Fasco Road last week. And then next week, for those who commute on Fasco Road, Alameda County on the north side of Fasco Road, they are going to be doing some excavation, stabilizing, and repaving on the Alameda County side of Fasco Road, which means they're going to be from two lanes to one lane. And so they'll be having a flagger out. There's going to be some congestion, and it's going to be going from next Monday from 6 a.m. to 2:30 through May 10th. So it's going to be probably a nightmare for the next couple of weeks. So plan accordingly. Good news is Fasco is, we're making improvements, but it's going to be a tough one the next couple of weeks. Tomorrow, Supervisor Burgess is going to be hosting an illegal dumping forum in Antioch from 9 a.m. to noon at the Antioch Community Center. It will be with the supervisor, the district attorney's office, the sheriff's office, public works, code enforcement, the city of Antioch and Brentwood, Oakley. So if you have time and are able to, please join us tomorrow. I have the, like I said, Antioch Community Center on Lone Tree. Join us. If you have a puzzled look on your face, I'll talk to you about it. Okay. And then just a side note, I've been working with the Sheriff's Office and CHP on speeding enforcement on Fire Road. I've been getting a couple calls about speeding by the school. And then also the semi-trucks, I guess, were parking again out along Highway 4 in front of the Safeway Shopping Center. So CHP is working on enforcement for the trucks parking out there again and the no parking zones. And then code enforcement is ramping up on enforcement for RV and boat trailer parking in the driveways. So just heads up, they're going to be starting to enforce here shortly as we enter into the summer season. So are there any questions? Yes.
Leah, just to get back to that, I know you and I talked briefly about that motorhome and trailer parking, and I forgot in the driveways also. I'm hoping that this is going to be enforced equally throughout, not just specific incidents, but there are some other areas here within Discovery Bay where trailers are consistently parked on driveways.
Yes.
So they're gonna do a whole drive-through evaluation, send out some letters.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Can you give us the times that Alameda County is going to be working on that road again?
Starting next Monday, April 16th. Oh, wait, that's not this Monday. So the following Monday, April 16th through May 10th. From 6 a.m. to 2:30, Monday through Friday.
Say again one more time.
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
to 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Right in the middle of the morning, commute start.
Kill the commute. They usually don't start until 8:30 or 9.
Right.
So we have no control over that, right?
This is Alameda County?
Alameda County. I can, I will check with our Public Works Department and see what push we can do on our end.
What are they doing?
They are doing, repairing the pavement, excavation, stabilizing, and repayment of the depressed portion of the road to more of the intersection of Old Facet Road.
They should do it after 10 p.m.
Anyway.
What they've got is 6 a.m. to 2:30. Normally, they end at 4, so if they could switch at 6:30, a couple of hours back.
Yeah, okay. I will ask them, see what we can do.
Boy, it's going to clog it up.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Office. Oh, hey, do you know what time the highway patrol are patrolling out here? That's kind of an interesting, no, I'm just kidding. Sheriff's Office report, please.
Good evening, everyone. Steve Warbley with the Sheriff's Office. We had 620, excuse me, I'm working off my phone here. I was in class all day and Tony had to prepare this for him because he's in class tonight. 629 calls for service, resulting in 41 reports, 9 arrests being made. We had 157 parking citations issued. We conducted 69 traffic stops with 16 citations. We had 0 residential burglaries, 0 auto burglaries, 0 boat burglaries, 1 commercial burglary, which was the optometry shop here in the shopping center. Just a pair of sunglasses were taken. No grand theft from vehicle, 1 petty theft from vehicle, and 1 vandalism, and 4 cases of identity theft or fraud. Property crimes are down from last month. And we had 2 identity thefts, 1 fraud with credit card being used in, or attempted to be used in Las Vegas, Nevada. And 1 prowler call on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the morning, someone's mailbox alarm went off and they were able to discourage the person from the area before being served.
Mailbox alarm, that's a thing like that.
Any other questions you have here?
Yeah, go ahead. HOA meeting that I went to this past week, some of the residents came up and said there was a lot of mail theft in the golf course area. You haven't said anything, Tony hasn't said anything. I don't see anything on the report. Are you getting any calls on?
They may, you know, it's up to them to give us a call. I don't recall anything coming.
Okay.
But if they do contact you again, or if you can put out something to the community, that if they can just monitor their credit reports and if you're experiencing any other 2 major credit companies, if you will. Just to put a flag on their credit to make sure nothing else is being opened up in their names and try to flag it that way.
Got it. Okay.
623 or whatever, 620 something calls out here. How does that compare to last month? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
About the thinnest report I've seen.
Yeah. Where is Margaret?
Well, it's 270.
Right. Anyway, and then you mentioned 120 something parking violations.
I believe it's 157.
Okay, so what type of parking violations are we involved with out here?
We're looking at anything from parked on the roadway too long to no front license plates.
Okay, so they could be expired registration.
Correct.
It just happens to be while the vehicle's parked.
Correct.
It's a violation. Okay, very good. Makes sense.
You cleaned up a few things.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. CHP. No CHP.
They're screwed.
Okay. Any liaison reports of any kind? No presentations? No. Okay, item G. Let's go to the first business and action item. Staff, discussion of audited financial statements.
We're going to bring up Dina to start closing out our audited financial statements.
Yeah, good evening. So as you're well aware, last 2 weeks ago, we had Colleen Sanguinetti, Corsi Sanguinetti, and we give you a page-by-page review of our financial statements over the 16-17 fiscal year. And so tonight, I'm just asking you that you have 2 weeks to review it, if you would adopt and approve it, please. Go ahead. Do you have any other questions or anything about the financial statement? I can pass those on to Colleen.
I don't have any. Do you have any?
I don't either. It's a long road to get to this point. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Okay, so my understanding is that all we're doing is accepting the financial report. Is that correct, Andy, or do we actually approve it?
You'd approve, the motion would be to approve the report.
I'll make a motion that we
prior to doing that, we'd get to the public comment.
Okay.
You're right. I'm just looking at my bad. For the record, there is no public, so I should have skipped it, but I did. Any public comment, just to get it on the record? Very good. There's been no comment from the public. Thank you, Andy. The motion's been made.
I'll second it.
Motion's been seconded. Any further comment from anybody? Job well done. I know it's a long and agonizing thing. Thank you for doing all that hard work and providing all the information that you needed to do for that, Dina, for you and your team. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Great, thank you.
Item two.
Speaking of a job well done by staff, I'd like to bring Sue up to talk about a little bit about her two-year quest regarding Cornell Park.
Hello,
historian.
Yes. Well, checking the district files, the grantee files, we found that the Cornell Park parcel had never officially been transferred to the town. So, talking with several people, many people at the county, and several different departments, it finally made its way to the Board of Supervisors to be approved to transfer to the town of Discovery Bay. So on March 27th, the Board of Supervisors approved the notice of intention for the conveyance of Cornell Park to the town. And so we're bringing it to the board tonight to ask for the approval of accepting the grant deed conveying Cornell Park to the town of Discovery Bay and authorizing the deed to be recorded at the Contra Costa County Clerk Recorder's Office.
Okay, anybody have any questions of Sue at this point?
Well done.
Or staff? No, hey, well done, Sue. I know this has been a long and exhausting experience. And Mike, I know that you've been able to give her support in that. I appreciate that, too. Is there any public comment with regards to this issue? Seeing none, I'll return it to the board.
I move that we accept item G2 as written.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Sue.
And we got all the budget and all the money that came with it?
Yeah. Don't open up a can of worms. Manager's report. None? Informational items, none. Director's reports. Anything you guys have? I don't think we've had a meeting since the last hour. No. We haven't had any committee meetings. Okay. Any other items? General manager's report?
No general manager's report.
Holy moly. Okay. Future agenda items. Anybody have any they want to bring forward right now?
Yeah, I'd at least like to start the concept or the discussion of when MCE came in, they talked about the solar panels, a farm. So I would love staff to take a look and see. I've heard rumors that we've got 40 acres over there. I don't know if that's what we have.
30 acres.
30 acres, okay. And to look at that and see if there's a possibility to bring it in and with a grant, if at all possible. At least put it on the agenda so we start looking at it. Maybe not necessarily, but the agenda yet, and let the staff start looking through the committees. Our bill, just for the record, is roughly $75,000 a month, electrical.
Yeah.
PG. So it might be that time we want to start looking at it. So.
Yeah, so it would be something that we would have to the staff direct and bring it back to the board for an agenda item.
What's that?
It's just for future agenda item.
I agree. I think as I look at public agencies around the area that I travel, I'm on the road all the time. It seems like a lot are going to solar panels now than before. So we may have crossed a point where it becomes cost effective where it wasn't in the past. We just would like to know that.
We touch base with an independent consultant. We'll go through the committees to begin with,
yeah,
and then make sure we get some kind of a report to the.
Maybe like a 1 megawatt windmill.
Anyway, well, let's talk about it at a future date.
Yeah.
We can't really discuss it now. Okay, that's what Andy's trying to tell me.
Thank you.
Anything else? Nothing on the agenda. I see nothing, so I guess I will